Are you familiar with affinity fraud? Hi, this is Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. We live in a day and time when dishonest people target seniors, veterans, the military, and even faith-based organizations for financial gain. The SEC says affinity fraud exploits the trust and friendship that exist in groups of people who have something in common. Fraudsters use different methods to gain access to groups, often using key leaders to promote their scheme. Respected individuals make the scam more believable. Leaders may not even realize an investment is a fraud until after they've recruited others. I know people who are deceived this way. So take some tips from the SEC to protect yourself. First, do your homework. You may know someone making an investment pitch. They may be a friend or respected individual. Regardless, research his or her background and the investment itself, no matter how trustworthy the deal or the promoter appears. Never invest solely on the recommendation of someone from any group you belong to, especially online. Beware of investments with guaranteed returns or those that claim to be risk-free. These terms are immediate red flags, and run from anything you're told to keep confidential. Take 24 hours to pray, research, and possibly report to authorities. The Bible teaches, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who is hasty comes surely to poverty. Any investment made in haste is dangerous. Now, maybe you haven't been the victim of fraud, but you're struggling with the stress and strain of overwhelming credit card debt. You can find help through Christian credit counselors. To learn more, go to crown.org/CCC or call us at 800-722-1976.